The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
So we've discovered some of the alternative treatments to help people deal with PTSD. You've got service animals, right? You got different support animals. There's what is it, the hyperbaric chambers? But I say at this point, guys, we look into everything. And if a service animal helps one vet, okay, good, that's then it helped them, good. If you know, hyperbaric chambers helps three, let's help whatever helps.
One of the things that when I went through my treatment was they offered me the drugs, and I was like, no, I don't want to do the drugs, because a lot of friends have had the whole PTSD symptoms and all that stuff. They did the drugs and they were like, oh, I feel numb, even more numb than I was before. So my treatment was real simple. My treatment was talking to a psychiatrist and a counselor 5 times a week. And it was an hour or to an hour and a half sessions. And one of the weirdest ones was that she will trigger me. She was like, okay, what? And we got it to pinpoint to two different things. It was smell and hear.
She was, of certain things. Okay.
So she was able to trigger my anxiety attacks by the smell of big red gum, because during one of the attacks.
Oh, I wish we had known that.
One of the attacks. He's such a jerk. Yeah, that is really? Completely a jerk.
No, I mean.
I'm here burning my soul.
No, I mean, so we could tell the staff not to chew big red gum.
I'm sure that's why you would do it.
No.
You want to trigger the poor guy back to like when he was shot and attacked. No.
HR is on the line for you, Doc.
And then, so she was
Chris,
able to
check out this new bubble red gum I got. It's really tasty.
She was able to point out to the big red gum, because during one of the first attacks, that I was chewing red gum. And as soon as the cinnamon hit me, I was back in war like a movie. The second was a helicopter.
The sound. The
sound of the helicopter. And that was because the other attack, it was by helicopter. Well, the helicopter saved us with Hellfire, but it was all triggered because the attack was happening and we didn't have backup. And here comes the helicopter saving us. And that's the last thing I remember from that situation.
Wow.
So it's really interesting that just talking like we're doing right now about the situation and literally triggered me every single day worked a lot better than the drugs.
So is that pretty standard that there's trigger things like that?
Yes, absolutely. There's lots of different triggers, and oftentimes we work first on the coping skills. You know, what things really help you feel better in the short term, and then we start working on the triggers. There's different techniques to use. One of the most successful ones is called EMDR. So it's eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. And literally you take a memory like that, and essentially your brain puts everything into different file folders. So it will pair an experience, and just like he said, you'll have that experience and you'll pair it with different information things like the gum or a certain smell, a certain touch.
So essentially, when your brain smells, in Chris's case, the big red gum, it opens up that file, and right next to it is this experience. It's kind of like that.
Right. And it may be attached to a lot of other experiences. With EMDR, you're able to reprocess those experiences, and you're able to diminish some of those really high-intensity, volatile emotions attached to it.
And what is EMDR again? It's eye movement
desensitization and reprocessing.
How specifically does it work then? What is the eye movement part of it?
Well, so usually you're following somebody's finger and or you're following a light
or tappers. You have like these little like these little handles you hold in each hand and vibrate in each hand. So it just kind of acts as your right and left side of your brain, I guess, and allows you to go back to that scene. And you're having to go through it in your head and talk about it as you're going through the vibration in each hand. And that's causing, it's a conduit. It allows you to be able to reach inside and let this out.
That's really cool.
The more you do it, the more desensitized you become to that. And, you know, there was a time I couldn't even talk about certain things. I honestly could not physically talk about it without just breaking down, because mine was taking care of the sick and the wounded. I was the first line doc. I was the first line medical provider, patching guys that were my friends. These are guys I deployed with. These are, you know, and so there's a lot of that. And talking about my experiences was very difficult because it brought me back to a place of me feeling very guilty for the ones that I could not save, the unsavable.
Well, not just only guilty, you felt like helpless, like you couldn't do as much as you can. You know, because that's one of my things that I had was like, you know, when because I lost three friends over there in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. And, you know, you're like, oh, man, if I could have just done this one thing, if I could have grabbed that other shift so that the other guy would have had a better night's sleep. And you start tracing these stupid thoughts of like, oh, maybe if I would have a better breakfast. What does better breakfast have to do with protecting a life? Yeah. And then you start feeling like, oh, what if I would have done this differently? Then what the response was, what could have been different? It's really, really intense and mentally draining.
Mark, was there one or two that stand out in your mind that really bothered you? I mean, I'm sure none of it was pleasant, but was there one or two that you're like, those are the ones that I have difficulty getting over?
The one I always remember is circa 2003, 2004, Ramadi, Iraq, where I was part of a medical team that was a first line. We were an FSB, so that means the forward medical support level one clinic type thing. And so we were taking in the first line casualties, and we had a guy who came in with 80% full thickness burns of his body. He's still still alive. And he's, you know, we're trying to get him, you know, because time is of the essence. You gotta get this guy to start breathing, get this guy to, you know, you have to intubate him a lot of times. A lot of times you just have to kind of get lines in him, fluids. And this guy is just, we all knew that this guy probably would not make it to Baghdad.
Well, and burns are, it's so graphic and so troubling. So, Mark, thank you so much for serving, and I appreciate both you guys sharing your story. We'll tweet out a link to the book, and hopefully people will check it out. Anything we can do to help you in the future, let us know, okay?
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Mark and Sonia, I Just Want to See Trees, A Journey Through PTSD. We'll tweet out the link. This is The Morning Blaze.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.